that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, March 24th, 2014 here. Start of a whole new week of utter insanity and craziness. Why is it we allow such sociopaths and money junkies into positions of authority in our country? That's what we need to be asking ourselves right now. How is it that we allow these crazies to take over the asylum? All right, anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and let's see. Sam is in the control room. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And per official announcement from the government of Malaysia, the Flight 370 story is now over, which is actually, I think we were all getting kind of burned out on it. 2 weeks of latest headlines on Flight 370. We still don't have a clue. Film at 11. And basically, the Prime Minister of Malaysia announced in a press conference earlier today that there is no doubt the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 crashed in the Indian Ocean. So nothing to see here. People move along, so forth and so on. Now, it's important to understand this is not a fact-based statement. This is a political exercise, because after going on 2 weeks of searching and having found nothing at all, it's becoming an embarrassment. And the longer it goes on, the worse the embarrassment becomes. Is a, what? All the satellites can't find anything? Your armed forces can't find anything? So they're declaring by imperial edict that it's crashed, story is over, and, you know, they're just moving on from that. So it's a political exercise. It doesn't actually mean anything at all. Now, for the record, I don't agree with the Prime Minister of Malaysia. I still think in all probability that 777 is in a chop shop being sold for spare parts. For one thing, that 777 wasn't carrying enough fuel to get to the location theorized of being the crash site. It had enough fuel to go from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, plus a little safety margin. But they don't, you know, fill up the tank on those airliners, because then they waste fuel carrying around fuel they're not going to be using. So if you go from Kuala Lumpur to where the transponder was turned off to that last radar contact in the Malacca Straits, and even ignoring the eyewitness statements from the other islanders, from that point straight down to the location off of Australia in the southern Indian Ocean is far too long for the plane to have reached. So there's also this idea, why would this experienced, knowledgeable pilot just fly this plane so far in that direction without an airport to go to? I mean, there's nothing in his background to suggest suicide or anything like that. And if he was suicidal, why not just crash it right there where he gets lots of press coverage? The story just doesn't make any sense, and I'm not buying it. But it is now officially a non-story, and we will move on to other things. By the way, early today I was over in one of these online debates with some of the carbon Nazis, and they're still out there screaming, oh, it's going to be a broiling summer, we've got to have a carbon tax, and the rest of it. And I left off the discussion with a reminder that if you are in the U.S. Northeast, you had better bundle up. And if you packed away your winter clothes, you jumped the gun, because there is another major winter storm coming in. It's going to hit tomorrow and Wednesday. There's apparently another chill headed down for the mid-south part of the country. This winter's not over. I know on the calendar it says it's spring, but no. Just like winter arrived very early last autumn, it's lingering very late this year, and we've got one more winter storm to get through. And then after that's through and things start melting, the carbon Nazis are going to come back and scream, we got to have a carbon tax. We have, if you icky poo humans, you're destroying the planet, and you will atone by giving us your money and your obedience. I don't think so. All righty, now, obviously, the other big story continues to be the Ukraine, Crimea, Russia. Everybody's rattling their sabers so hard the paint is beginning to come off, to be very honest here. Ukraine is screaming, chance of war with Russia growing. Well, that's really kind of up to the Ukraine, because all Putin wanted was the Crimea and those warm water naval bases. There is really nothing in the eastern part of Ukraine that Russia wants enough to go to war over. They're just going to sit on back, and in all probability, Ukraine itself is going to crumble, and the eastern half will just fall into Russian hands without having to fire a shot. That's what everybody's really worried about. They're trying to spin it as Russia's attacking, Russia's attacking. No, Russia doesn't have to do a darn thing at this point. Up in Germany, polls are showing the majority of Germans recognize Crimea's right to leave the Ukraine, especially that coup d'etat government, and join with Russia. Afghanistan has endorsed Crimea's right to decide their own future. It's the beginning of a trend here. Apparently, there are already massive rallies in the eastern Ukraine demanding referendums to secede from the coup d'etat government in Kiev and to merge with Russia. So far, we've had these major protests in Kharkov, Donetsk, Lugansk, and Odessa. It's the beginning of a trend. And by the way, I'm not the only person saying that. Over at VoltaireNet.org, they're asking, is Crimea shift the first in a long series? And it may well be, because it's a whole new way of doing business in a nation. Now, over the years since the end of World War II, the United States has covertly attempted to overthrow the government of some 56, 57 different nations, succeeding 25 times. And they got away with it because the people of those targeted nations and the people of the United States of America thought this was an orderly democratic transition, that the people coming in had some kind of a popular mandate. Now we know different. We know it's all bought and paid for, covert coup d'etat by the U.S. And the people of the United States don't see a reason to support this. And the people in these targeted countries don't have any kind of an instinct to give their loyalty to the new incoming government. See, this used to work when they went over to Iran in 1953 and they overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and they installed the Shah. They made it look to the Iranian people like this was for their benefit and this was the way it was supposed to be and this was really the majority of the Iranian people wanted this. Of course, between then and 1979, the Iranians realized what a huge steaming pile of U.S. government bovine excrement that was. And they kicked the Shah out in 1979. Same thing down in Chile when they overthrew the elected government of Salvador Allende and they put in the dictator Pinochet. They made it look to the people of Chile that this was what the people of Chile wanted. Well, that doesn't work any longer in the age of the Internet. We all know that Maidan was bought and paid for. The U.S. supported them with something like $5 billion worth of support funneled through USAID and Canvas and all these various other non-governmental organizations doing the U.S. government's dirty work. And so there's a new coup d'etat government in Kiev, and the people of Ukraine are saying, I have absolutely no reason to be loyal to that coup d'etat government installed by force. I don't want to do what they tell me to do. They're already carving up the nation and giving it away to the Western bankers. They're not my government. I don't recognize them. Let's break off and go our own way. And we're starting to see this could really be the beginning of the end of the push for globalism. Instead of bringing all the nations together and dropping the borders in one grand private central banking scheme, we may see these targeted nations simply balkanize. And that it's not going to work. If the U.S. goes in and replaces a government at the top of a nation and the nation simply flakes off around it until all that's left under U.S. covert control is that capital city, that's of absolutely no good whatsoever to the Western bankers. Because the real value of the coup d'etat, the population being enslaved to those private central banks, they've skedaddled. They've gone someplace else. And we may be seeing the beginning of large nation states beginning to splinter and fragment to get away from these coup d'etat governments. We should do that here to get away from Israel, if you think about it long enough. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're looking at this paradigm shift in the people of the world, this idea that if your government is taken over and hijacked by a foreign power, there's no reason for you to stick around and be enslaved by that new and coming power. And we're seeing all these cities in Ukraine who did not support this coup d'etat that forced their elected government from office at the point of a gun and installed themselves by violence. And the Ukrainian people are saying, phew, nothing obligates me to obey these people. I didn't vote for them, and I don't agree with them. Let's break off and go someplace else. And it happened in Crimea. Apparently, four other cities in eastern Ukraine are getting ready to do the same thing. Venice just voted overwhelmingly to secede from Italy. Now, it's a non-binding symbolic vote, but the next step is to actually do it. We know Catalonia in Spain is openly talking about seceding from the central Spanish government. Because Spain is in serious economic problems because of its enslavement to the European Central Bank. Catalonia is still the wealthy part of Spain, and they're tired of being looted, trying to pay debt that they know is ultimately designed to be unpayable. Same reason Germany is champing at the bits about leaving the European Union. Scotland is talking secession from the United Kingdom. And by the way, somebody put up a petition on the official White House petition site for Alaska to secede and go back to Russia, because that used to be Russian property, Russian territory. And it's gotten a lot of signatures so far. Now, a little historical note, about the same time that Russia had Alaska, claims in Alaska, they were also all buddy-buddy down here in Hawaii. In fact, there's the remains of a Russian fort you can still visit out on the island of Kauai, Fort Elizabeth. So Russia used to be here, so maybe it's time for Hawaii to secede and go back to Russia. More and more people are looking at Putin as a better deal than all this private central banking-dominated fascism over here. Government, article over in the Telegraph, saying the Ukraine fiasco marks the end of the European Union's imperial dream. Because all of these unions, whether it's the European Union or the North American Union or the rest of it, it's all about eliminating national identity, driving everybody down to the same level of poverty so they can drop the borders and turn the entire planet into a single clientele for a global version of the Federal Reserve. That's the New World Order, permanent debt slavery of the entire human race, and Putin standing up to them. And going into the Ukraine, this dream of transnational globalization just ran into a brick wall. And they can't get that to move. Now, of course, one of the things that the new installed by force government of Ukraine did was immediately sign that European Union deal that Yanukovych refused to sign because it was such a raw deal for the Ukrainian people. But this new coup d'etat government, it's not our problem here. And it's basically opening the door for brutal austerity on the people of Ukraine under the rubric of fundamental free market reforms. They're basically taking the collective property of the Ukrainian people and privatizing it. They're taking these things bought and paid for by the taxes of the Ukrainian people, and they're selling them to private corporate interests. We've been seeing that all over the United States. They take taxes from you to build a modern highway, then they sell that highway to a corporation who then rents it back to we, the people who paid for it. And they're doing that all over the globe, and they're doing it to the Ukraine, and the people of the Ukraine are about to get a very, very hard lesson in what it means to be aligned with the West here. Now, Ukraine's National Bank is talking about dropping the existing Ukraine currency, the hryvnia, or I probably mispronounced that, the H-R-Y-V-N-A, and I don't know how to pronounce it, and I'm not going to pretend that I do here. But they're talking about getting rid of that and issuing a brand new currency, which will, ta-da, be borrowed at interest from a privately owned central bank. There's an article, it was over in Michael Kolhez.biz, The Mist Begins to Clear, where they're peeling back all the layers of obfuscation, and they're looking at these oligarchs who have seized power in Kiev, and who they are and what their actual allegiances are. And basically, they're just buying up anything of value in the country, strip mining it, reselling it. They're giving away Russian state property, Gazprom, to companies like Chevron. Now, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is saying that this new coup d'etat government could very easily collapse, because they're already breaking promises they've made to the Ukrainian people. They're not able to keep agreements they've already made to the European Union and the ECB. They basically had a real fun time there, grabbing all the trappings of power. but they don't really have the funding yet to keep the country going. All they're being offered are loans. There were a few bits of aid that were gifts, but they all had strings. And here's the problem. People who know how to run a coup d'etat and topple a government doesn't mean they know how to run a government themselves. And so far, in between all of the looting of public assets and privatization and selling of oil pipelines and everything, there is a stunning lack of competence at actually managing the day-to-day business of a civil society. Now, remember, one of the rationalizations the United States put forward to support the coup d'etat government and the overthrow of the democratically elected government that preceded it was, well, that democratically elected government, they were corrupt and incompetent. So apparently, according to the U.S., we now have a right to kick out the federal government because they, too, are corrupt and incompetent. But this new incoming coup d'etat government in Kiev is also corrupt and also incompetent, more so than the government they've replaced. But the U.S. continues to support them because they're selling the people of Ukraine into the slavery of the private central bankers. And they're angry with Putin because he doesn't want to go that route. He knows it's bad for the nation. He knows it's bad for their people. That's why he took control of Russia's central bank. And the instant he did, he was put on that special high-interest targets list by the bankers as they plot their new war. Russia and China are moving firmly together over the Ukraine crisis, but I think they have a great deal of sympathy in common outside Ukraine. They both understand the real agenda behind the U.S. push for all these wars. It's all about forcing the world back to Bretton Woods. It's all about forcing the world back to the petrodollar, and neither Russia nor China want to go back to that. It's a raw deal for them. And so they're doing oil trade with each other. They're going through their own currencies. Russia is saying that, yeah, they're comfortable with the idea of the Chinese yuan as the world reserve currency. Russia is abandoning the petrodollar. They're openly talking about the petro-yuan. And this will absolutely be the death knell for the U.S. economy for a very simple reason. Over the last 30 to 40 years, the United States moved away from a country that supported its currency with strong manufacturing and agriculture, and to a country that propped up demand for dollars through various underhanded chicanery, Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. They gamed the system. They rigged the system. They were getting their mafia-like piece of the action off of all global commerce through Bretton Woods and the petrodollar, and they don't want to let that go away because they got fat and lazy and happy on that. But the world is moving away from it. The world, it realizes just how much real wealth has been looted from other countries by the United States through these two scams. And they want to quit. And the only thing that was keeping them from quitting is threat of U.S. military force. But every time the U.S. gets mired down in another Iraq and Afghanistan and gets trapped in the quagmire and can't resolve it, the weaker it looks to the other nations. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing much better. Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't know whether you've looked at this website, Investment Blogspot.
Yes.
And several other sites that it links to. And not only is Russia and China seemingly very quietly unloading the dollar, but Saudi Arabia has also started and are thinking of selling their oil now for renminbi.
That'll be the end of the petrodollar deal. I mean, the U.S. cannot gin up an excuse to invade Saudi Arabia to bring them back into the petrodollar. They've been trying already. I mean, this is why for the last couple of months we keep seeing the story that now Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11. Have you ever noticed that whenever the U.S. needs to attack a country, the first thing they do is say, oh, they did 9/11. First it was Afghanistan did 9/11. No, they didn't really do it. It was Iraq did 9/11. We attack Iraq. And then we've got Bush on tape saying, well, no, Iraq didn't actually have anything to do with 9/11. It's Saudi Arabia. Arabia now. Then it'll be Qatar. Then it'll be Monaco. Then it'll be Catalina Island. Whoever needs to be invaded, they blame 9/11 on. But again, as I mentioned, common sense will tell you, Saudi Arabia makes a lot of money off the United States of America. They don't want to risk losing that. Saudi Arabia has invested billions and billions of dollars in the United States. They don't want that seized and frozen. If Saudi Arabia really wanted to hurt the United States of America, they don't need to crash airplanes into skyscrapers. All they have to do is ask for their money back all at once, and the whole system will come crashing down like a real-life rollover. Real-life version of the movie Rollover. But, you know, these nations are basically trying to make the best decisions to protect their wealth, their people's wealth, and it is only U.S. arrogance that goes around saying that all of these nations should make their economic decisions with an eye toward how it's going to affect the United States. And it's a bad habit the U.S. government picked up from Israel, which has the attitude decision made by the U.S. government ought to consider Israel's needs ahead of those of the American people.
Yes, Michael.
Johnny,
well,
there you are.
I'm here. And the other thing I've noted is that there are serious reports that London, the London COMEX, is hypothecating Saudi gold, which seems a strange event, but it means that Saudi, along with Ukraine, will probably lose that gold.
Well, at this point, I think the assumption is everybody who's in this bullion trade has been playing fast and loose with other people's gold, because it's an instant moneymaker. You've got the use of their gold. You can go out, you can lease it, and you know, still claim it's on your inventory because you didn't sell it or give it away. It's only leased out, and there's an expectation that it'll be returned. Unfortunately, the reality is it can't be, because the reason the gold was leased was, at least in part, to satisfy all these paper gold contracts the market is flooded with to keep the price of gold down. And I've heard estimates of the leveraging of paper to real as high as 100. That means for every 1 ounce of real physical gold that's in trade right now, there are 100 ounces of paper contracts. They can't redeem them all. And, you know, again, I think it's only political pressure or outright threat of war that is keeping some nations from wanting their gold back right now. I mean, I noticed that, even though it is very obvious, the New York Federal Reserve has screwed Germany over their gold, that Germany, out of a sense of politeness or, alliance or whatever, isn't making a big stink about it, which they rightly ought to be.
Yes, Michael. Well, there's another little disturbing, if you like, news item that this general, brain-dead Breedlove, said that Russia is massing troops to invade Moldova, when last week Moldova asked Russia to append its nation to that Crimean treaty so that it could become part of the Russian Federation.
Yeah, Russia doesn't need to invade anything. All those nations in that part of the world, they're anxious to break off from Western domination and relink with Russia. And this idea that Russia needs to invade Moldova, that's complete nonsense. The same thing with Eastern Ukraine. Putin's just going to kick on back and wait for these people to realize what a raw deal they got from this coup d'etat government. And it's a whole new way of thinking about it, where, you know, if I'm out here and, you know, our government has been taken over and hijacked by a foreign power by force, why should I go along with anything that they say? Let's break off and go our own way. Remember, the United Nations recognizes that all human beings have a right to self-determination. And if we determine that our corrupt coup d'etat government in Kiev, or for that matter, Washington, D.C., is not serving our interests, we have a right through referendum to secede and go find ourselves a better deal in the world marketplace.
Well, I see these sort of things happening in the U.S. now, and these nullifications that are taking place in various states in the U.S. You know, this is sort of seceding by stealth and steps.
Well, the original United States was set up with the states running themselves, and the jurisdiction of the federal government only involved things operating between the states, commerce, interstate crime, things like that. The federal government did not actually have authority to go into an individual state and tell them how to run their business. Over time, of course, the federal government, in order to justify higher taxes and putting more relatives on the payroll, wants to regulate everything. There's a big stink. Apparently, the EPA is now harassing some family for having a duck pond on their own property. But that's not the way it was originally set up. The states had their power. It was a loose confederation. The federal government's only jurisdiction was with things that crossed the border from one state to the other. Other than that, if it didn't cross the border, it was none of the federal government's business.
Well, the other thing I've noticed is this farcical scenario with MH370, the plane. Now they're saying it's crashed. We have definitive information that it crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. Well, I've done some measurements of that, and in actual fact, with the fuel load it had on board, it could maybe have made 2,500 miles. Problem is, where this crash site is in the southern Indian Ocean, it's 3,200 miles.
Yes.
Which means it would be impossible for it to reach that area.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to clean this mess up and declare the whole crisis solved for political reasons. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. You know, I mean, look at all the stuff that happened after TBOA 800. At first, it was a terrorist attack. Oh, no, wait, there was a Navy exercise right there. All right, it was exploding fuel tank. They're just going to come up with something to say, it's over, it's solved. You know, we, the government, have once again proven how great we are at figuring these things out, and they'll move on to something else. But, you know, I haven't seen anything yet that really definitively says where that plane went.
Well, I would recommend that Russia put one of their satellites with their super cameras on and keep it focused on Diego Garcia.
I am certain that probably they already do, but Diego Garcia does have a very large hangar. I think it was only completed last year, that is more than capable of concealing that 777. And frankly, by now, I would have gotten that plane out of there because there's so much focus on there and hidden it someplace else. I mean, that plane with refueling could be anywhere in the world by now.
Absolutely. With the range of a full fuel load, you know, nearly 8,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you wonder. It could be in Tristan da Cunha anywhere.
Yeah, or it could have been someplace, up in India, again, being stripped for spare parts. Because there is a shortage.
Well, yes, I mean, that's another.
That's a very real theory. There is a global shortage of 777 spare parts. This was in Aviation Week and Space Technology. There's a real shortage. And that aircraft, you know, carefully dismantled and everything sold for spare parts, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And it wouldn't be the first time something has been stolen simply to part it out. Happens to cars all the time. It's happened to boats and ships. It is thought to have happened to a 727 that vanished completely in Africa a few years back. So I think that's still a viable theory.
Well, the other thing is, of course, Michael, is these 20-odd Motorola executive engineers type, but I know they've changed the name to Freescale now, but they are aerospace cyber warfare engineers. Now, that would be a prize worth getting.
Yeah, but there are easier ways to get them than to hijack an aircraft, and certainly when you commandeer the executives of another company, you don't want to call attention to it by taking the entire aircraft. My understanding is they were more on the line of being efficiency experts than the actual R&D engineers. John, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Ron Paul has penned a very good article over at safehaven.com where he's basically saying U.S. democracy promotion destroys democracy overseas. And he's basically recapping all the times he got up in Congress and said, why are we funding these non-governmental organizations to meddle in the internal affairs of other countries? We're not bringing them democracy. We are destroying democracy. And, of course, again, we now know this has been an ongoing permanent fixture of U.S. foreign policy, that if they cannot bribe a government, they will overthrow a government to bring it into America's sphere of influence. And it has resulted with a significant portion of the world's population absolutely loathing anything to do with the United States of America. And they don't hate us for our freedoms. They hate us because we're taking their freedoms away, along with their money. So, Now, the propaganda bashing Putin continues here over at WorldNet Daily. They're saying Putin all smiles over his expected Syrian victory. Like, Putin is personally invested. And he is, because now the game is underway. Who's controlling what part of the Middle East? Putin was able to thwart the U.S. plan for a military invasion with the chemical weapons deal, which is working out just fine. But it does look like right now Syria's President Bashar al-Assad is going to finally conquer and kick out these hired mercenaries that have been inside his country killing people for the last 3 years. And when he does, he knows who his friends are and who his enemies are, and he's going to align with Russia, which means Russia gets to keep their other warm water seaports down in Tartus on the Mediterranean. And Russia will be well positioned to influence events in the Mediterranean and all the way down into the Persian Gulf. So Putin has played this beautifully, and it's only because of America's ham-fisted approach to solving their problems through coup d'etat and overthrow, and Russia's approach of making peace by making deals that has put the U.S. in this inferior position here. Now, over the weekend, there was a big story trying to kick things up here, speaking about Syria, where a Syrian jet had flown into Turkish airspace and was shut down. Oh, my goodness, those Syrians, they're attacking Turkey. Well, the story has been revised since then, and the new version is that the Syrian jet was flying along the border with Turkey, but on the Syrian side where it belonged, some unknown party in Turkey, nobody's taking credit for it, some unknown party in Turkey fired off a couple of rockets and shot the Syrian jet down. But the plane was on Syria's side when attacked. Nobody knows who shot it down. It appears that somebody was trying to stage a provocation to get the war in Syria going, because the U.S. understands they've got to get Syria before they go after Iran, and especially if Syria and Russia are all buddy-buddy. That is a major stumbling block for the projection of force into Iran. Now, Kevin Barrett has an article and an interview over in Press TV that Vladimir Putin inspires terror in the New World Order, and I think that's absolutely true. And this is why the Western media, they're calling him names, they're trying to categorize him as the bad guy, because Putin understands the ultimate goal of the New World Order is a single planet without national borders, where every human being on planet Earth is required to carry out their commerce using banknotes borrowed at interest from the privately owned central bank in order to reduce the entire human population to a state of permanent debt slavery for the rest of time. It's a return to feudalism where their lords own everything, including you. You're plunged into debt that you can never, ever pay off, no matter how hard you work. And Putin understands that's what the goal is here, and he's taking a firm stand against it, and the rest of the world is recognizing that. Starting first with taking control of Russia's central bank, then stopping the American invasion of Syria, and now he's basically blunted the U.S. takeover of Ukraine. And like I said, Putin doesn't have to fire a shot. It looks to me like the eastern Ukraine could just drop into his hand, especially if that coup d'etat government in Kiev collapses, and they're not really impressing anybody with their civil management skills here right now. Now, Canada, of course, has signed on to the American program of we're sanctioning the Russians, and so Russia has basically come back with retaliatory sanctions against Canada, targeting 13 high-ranking Canadian officials, lawmakers, and public activists. Now, Russia is saying, we're only doing this because you did it to us. We're still open to, you know, kissing and making up. But it's serious, serious stuff. Speaking of Canada, Stephen Harper came out with something that I think is an absolutely stupid comment. He says he will support Israel even if it hurts Canada. Now, Mr. Harper, I'm sorry. You're elected and paid to take care of Canada and put Canada first, and now you're out there saying, I will take a forceful stand against anti-Israel rhetoric, no matter the political cost to Canada. Aren't we sick and tired of these politicians who love Israel so much they'll put Israel ahead of the country that they're supposed to be working for? I think the Canadian people need to give Stephen Harper the heave-ho. Or at least Stephen Harper needs to be as enthusiastic about protecting Canada as he is about Israel. But I'm sick and tired of all these friends of Israel and these Israel firsters, and they run on a campaign of, you know, we're going to take care of you, and then they get into the office and the first thing is, oh, Israel, we've got to be kind to Israel. Let's see. Okay, apparently we had a caller off air asking me about this story where Israel has closed their embassies around the world. All around the world, the embassies and consulates are now shut down. The official story is it has to do with a labor dispute. Apparently, diplomatic workers in Israel have their own union. They have been arguing and agitating for higher pay, and they've been threatening a strike. They are not on strike yet, but Israel, in anticipation of a possible strike, ordered the embassies around the world closed. Rather dramatic thing to do. And this makes it a wonderful time for Israel to do something really tacky, like attack Iran, since there's no place where the public can protest or other governments can complain to. What do you mean Israel attacked Iran? Summon the ambassador over here. Sorry, the ambassador's gone. Place is closed. Now, a little flashback to keep in mind, because we know somewhere, somehow, they're thinking about a big false flag attack to blame on Iran to get the war going again. You need to remember, Israel's embassy in New York City is a radioactive hotspot. Some years back, the nuclear emergency search team was flying over New York. They were doing a grid search and mapping out all the radioactive hotspots down there to create a baseline map. The reason being, if there was some kind of a terrorist nuclear device in New York, they could spot it immediately because they could rule out all of the existing radiological sources. And they were apparently very surprised because flying over Israel's embassy, their radiation meters pinged. Now, Israel, of course, claiming diplomatic immunity, has refused the search of the New York embassy. It's considered Israeli territory, and Israel does not allow searches, especially for things that are radioactive. Now, it could be that that embassy was used as a transport location during the whole Numex scandal. This was a huge scandal where an Israeli who owned a nuclear materials processing company inside the United States of America apparently diverted quite a bit of nuclear material to Israel for their weapons program. We also know there was another operation down at the Savannah River plant where there was this huge headline of all this material unaccounted for, and then 24 hours later they said, it's just stuck on the inside of the plumbing. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And, or there might even be a bomb there in New York. More about this when we come back from top of the hour.